Hardee's happy hour isn't your average happy hour. From 2 to 5 p.m., double sliders are only $1.25. Call it a charbroiled hour, a double beef hour, a whole lot of melty cheese hour. Call it what you want. Happy hour at Hardee's is a good call. Offer for a limited time and only between 2 and 5 p.m. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning. John Hollis with Waking Up Blessed. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We have a great show in store for us today. John Giordano is going to be on with us. John is a big part of the holistic, evidence-based society of addiction medicine that's out there today. And has done a lot of stuff for the recovery community. We're looking forward to having him on and finding out how he starts his day and what Waking Up Blessed means to him. And, of course, if you're listening to the show for the first time, it is about starting our day with inspirational stories of experience, strength, and hope. And since the beginning part of the month of July to current, we are over 900 years of experience, strength, and hope of continuous long-term recovery from all of our guests. So if you didn't get a chance to check out the show, join the shows over the month, join the newsletter, and all you have to do is click on wherever you're at right now, click on sign up for the newsletter for Waking Up Blessed, and all of the, of course, all the past guests from July will be on that page. So listen, we look forward to having you join the newsletter. It's growing pretty rapidly, and we look forward to having many years of that newsletter going out to help people one day at a time. And of course, if you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio or any of the social networks like Rockers in Recovery at Facebook or LinkedIn or any of the other Facebook or, you know, social media pages that we're attached to, please join the newsletter there, too. You can just click the sign-up button. And, of course, if you want to have some interaction with people in regards to addiction issues on each one of the pages, you can find recovery media partners. They're there, you know, as addiction resources for recovery. So check them out. And I want to thank Sober Map app for being the sponsor of today's show. You can go to SoberMap.com. Just like Yelp, you can download the, of course, the app and find a 12-step meeting near you. You know, we get to each day on this show really interact and have some fun with it, but also, you know, have some serious points. And it's been an amazing walk for me, you know, and since April when Lori got diagnosed, of course, with breast cancer, one of the things that we wanted to be able to do was make sure that she was taken care of and all of that, and we got through the operations, and she's starting her chemo on the 9th, and Waking Up Blessed has been a blessing to me, so I just want to thank everybody that tunes in, and everybody that's been on the show, because what it does is it gives me inspiration and hope to start my day, too. And Lori also. So we want to thank everybody across the board for being a part of this, because it's so much bigger than us. And at times, we never know where somebody's at, or where they're at in their recovery, or what they're going through, or what struggles they have. And one good thing that's said today, or one thing that may help them get through a crisis, or may help them not to pick up that drink, man, glad or sad, this is something that we feel is a benefit. And we just thank everybody again across the board. We're going to bring on our friend John, and known John for many, 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 many moons, about 20 years of them. And John, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, John. Can you hear me?
It's amazing to have you with me. I always love, you know, what you have to say.
Well, I tell you, it's amazing to be here after all the things I've done all my life. You know, it's just a blessing.
Mm. So, Waking Up Blessed to you.
Yeah, well, waking up is, first of all, I thank God and my understanding. And I remember early in recovery, I didn't have a God. My God was cocaine and any other drug that got me where I wanted to go other than where I was. And, you know, here I am 34 years, coming up on 34 years later, I'm not doing any drugs or alcohol or smoking cigarettes or anything like that that's going to harm the gift that God gave me, this body and this soul. And I didn't realize it then. That was all, God. Okay, who wants to pay attention to God? You know, but in recovery, you learn a whole lot of things about yourself. And what's really interesting about recovery, I thought it was about drugs and alcohol. And I found out later that it was about learning how to live life on life's terms, learning how to be free from that beast that controlled me. I mean, it's been such an amazing journey. I'm a street kid. I'm not going to stick around to some program if it's bullshit in plain English, all right? I met a lot of wonderful people, and I met a lot of assholes, too. I mean, but, you know, we're all in recovery. We're all doing the best we can with what we have. And the bottom line is that what I do for recovery is a real simple plan. I wrote a book called How to Beat Your Addictions and Live a Quality Life. If anybody wants to get it, How to Beat Your Addictions and Live a Quality Life. And what that was about was I interviewed 200 addicts and alcoholics who I felt had good recovery, not just quitting drugs and alcohol, but were living a recovery lifestyle. And then I put that into the book. And then I interviewed about 100, 150 addicts and alcoholics who chronically relapsed, who just kept coming back through the rooms, kept coming back through treatment and detoxes. And I wanted to know what they did or what they didn't do. And I put that in the book. And then I put my own stuff in there. And then I put a lot of things in there that can help people that helped me and helped all the people that I treated. And one of the basic things that's missing in treatment is looking at the foundation. And what I mean by the foundation, I mean the body. Not just the mind, the spirit, the soul, the emotions, but the body. And what we're missing in treatment is we have to realize that our whole being is a system. It's not just pieces. Yes, we have psychological problems. Yes, therapy helps tremendously. But if you don't fix the underlying co-contributing factors to your addiction, and addiction is not just about drugs and alcohol, it's about behaviors. You got sex addiction, you got gambling addiction, you got work addiction. Anything that takes you away from you in a way that destroys all the things that you would love, destroys your health, those are the things you need to take a good look at. Now, what I mean by the body, a lot of people don't realize that the gut, and I write for Sober World magazine, and we talk about this, the gut is called the second brain. And people can look this up. They don't have to believe what I'm telling them. And if your gut's out of whack, out of homeostasis, okay, your whole body goes out of whack, even your brain. 90% of your dopamine, that's your feel-good drug that we manufacture naturally, and your serotonin is manufactured in the gut. So if that's out of whack, all right, you're not getting the neurochemicals that your brain needs to feel good, just in plain English. Mm-hmm. And what that causes by the food we eat, by not doing probiotics and prebiotics and enzymes for the gut to get it back in order, it causes all kinds of autoimmune diseases. They're coming out with so much research. It's unbelievable. What people don't understand is that the gut controls a lot of things. And not only that, you can get what is known as H. pylori. You can get leaky gut syndrome. There's so many different diseases that, you know, you have in the gut that can cause all kinds of problems with your body. You don't absorb nutrients properly, and if you're not absorbing nutrients properly, your brain goes out of whack. Just plain English. And besides all the situational things that happen, somebody dies, you lose your job, you're struggling with your cravings, all that stuff. A lot of it can come from the gut. which a lot of people don't understand. So I start my day with doing my probiotics, my prebiotics, and I take a nutrient that's a nanotechnology that goes into, I squish it around in my mouth for 45 seconds, and then I swallow it, so I bypass the gut. I work out 5 days a week. And, you know, stress. We need to get rid of stress. Stress depletes dopamine and serotonin. Those feel-good drugs. So you need to exercise. And now when you exercise and you get rid of your stress, exercise also raises dopamine. So I do my exercise program. I get a massage once a week. And if you can't afford it, maybe a friend will help you to just relax or take a hot bath. You know, sometimes I sit in a hot bath and put some candles around and listen to some nice, relaxing music and chill out from the day. You know, the world's a crazy place. Mm. And so I do that. I go to my meetings. I reach out and help other addicts and alcoholics, which is the biggest high for me. You know, helping other people to see the light that I finally saw and the darkness that I was in. I help people repair their relationships with their families. And I came out of retirement, John. I was kind of retired. And saw my G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Center in 2012. And after a couple of years, I'm saying to myself, these kids are dying everywhere, man. You got to get this information out, you know. So if anybody's interested, it's called Prevent. The website is PreventAddictionRelapse.com. That's PreventAddictionRelapse.com. And they opened up a wellness center. It's like an intensive outpatient. We do counseling. We do nutrients. We do goal setting. We do inner child work. We do trauma work. We do all of that kind of stuff. And I'm with Danny T, who's got 33 years. I have 34 years. And I have another gentleman named Harvey. He's got 40 years in recovery. And we're giving back. Not expensive. We don't take insurance, none of that stuff. We want to treat the people, not charts. So we decided to reach out to the public, and they can go to preventrelapseaddiction.com, preventaddictionrelapse.com. They can go to that website. Or if they want to see some of the research papers and stuff and that I do in the television shows, you go to holisticaddictioninfo.com. And, you know, I'm just sharing information with everybody. I'm not, this guy that does things perfect either, man. You know, I look at food, food looks at me, and we get together.
Listen, if you want to check out John on Facebook, on any of the pages, it's highlighted in blue. You can just click on that. It brings you right to his Facebook page. You can send him a message, ask him any questions that you want. John is a very approachable, understanding, great dude. You sometimes might not like what he has to say, but you definitely want to have him in your life.
Well, I just competed at 72, fighting up in Orlando there. Yeah. So you can do anything. I keep challenging myself.
72 years old. What were you? You were fighting where?
I was fighting.
What was it for? Yeah, I know you were fighting for what? Karate or?
Yeah, karate. Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. And how'd you do?
Well, I lost 3-5. The guy was 11 years younger, and the refereeing wasn't the greatest, but. I'll do better next time. I'm going to come back out at 73.
Hey, I love it. I love you, bro. All right, man. Well, listen.
All right, man.
We will definitely be talking soon.
I love you, man. Say hello to your beautiful wife. Bye.
I definitely will. And we thank you for your support and love with Lori, for sure.
Bye.
All right, guys. There you go, man. That was a rock and roll show today, bro. And Sean Giordano. Let me tell you something. John is one of those go-to guys for me. He's part of my network of recovery. And when I'm in deep, he's the guy I pick up and I call. Let me tell you something. He has helped me over the last 20 years. Listen, you know, people that know me know that I've gone through my stuff. You know, I have,
you know, clinical depression and anxiety and all of the rest of the things, and huge trauma issues out of my past. And John has worked with me over the years and just a beautiful, beautiful human being. And he's the guy that when my head's going crazy and I'm nuts, he's the guy I pick up the phone and call. He's one of them anyway. And but love him big time. And if you're listening to the show this morning, Waking Up Blessed is on Monday through Friday. And it's at 9 a.m. Eastern time in the mornings. You can check us out every morning, 9 a.m. Please stop by. The weekends, of course, are about doing some replays and reposting and stuff like that. So you can always catch up with the shows at rockersandrecovery.com. And right there on the homepage is all the current shows that have been playing. You can also check out the newsletter for more information. And thank you to Sober Matt for making this show possible. You guys have a blessed day, and we'll look forward to being back with you on Monday. You guys have a rocking day.